Yo, what's up? Welcome everybody to the Dish Defense City Radio. It's your boy Cass chilling as usual. And my man Father Time with me. Yo, Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
You know how we do it, network politicking like we always do about this time. Yeah, check this out, y'all. We got a guest supposed to be coming on the show, one and only Gary's on Mikey Callow. He's supposed to call in, drop some new shit on us, new music, see what's been going on with him, you know. And other than that, y'all know we keep this motherfucker show going like we always do. Shit. Man, in the meantime, in between time until he get here, dude, I seen that video you posted. What the fuck was going on with that?
What video? What video are you talking about?
The one you tagged me in.
Shit, I tag you in a lot of them. Which one?
Oh, my God. The one about the woman, the housewife, and all that shit, man.
Oh, okay. What you thought about it?
I mean, I think that first of all, old girl that started off, she started off wrong. So she didn't, I mean, I didn't even watch all of it because she just threw my whole attention out like, shit. Like, I didn't get her concept.
Okay. So did you agree with the other one?
I said I didn't get all the way through it. I said. Oh, man. Can you break it down for me, man? What was it about?
Okay, you're talking about the one where from the Breakfast Club, right?
Nah, it was just, you know what? We can go past it, man. Never mind.
I tag and look at a lot of videos, man, trying to prepare for the show. So you have to break it down and let me know exactly which one you're talking about. Ton of videos.
Okay, don't worry about that. I'm gonna queue it up. See if I can find it. Wow. In the meantime, in between time, what's been going on, man?
Just chilling, man. Trying to ready to go back to work. I know that it's rough out here. It'll be a good day tomorrow. Though. It's the start of the fair. The state fair, so it's a good money making day right there. People go crazy, man, for pork chops on the stick and all. I don't, man. Alligator on the stick. They put everything on the stick. And people buy it.
All right, man. I found the video, so I'm going to chew it up. I'm going to play it.
Building this house, right? And I pay every bill in this house. Right, and I fix everything in this house because I'm an electrician. What are you bringing to the table as a woman? What do you realistically do other than have sex?
Every lady here, I want to know what are you bringing to the table for the man that takes care of you.
Here we go, and take notes. So what I do is I make that house that you pay for, that you pay that mortgage for, I make it a home. I cook the meals. I'm washing clothes.
That's $100 a week.
Don't play with me.
I can get a maid.
No. You see, that's where you're going wrong. It costs more than $100 a week to have somebody cook for you, to have somebody clean up after you. Because a lot of times, you men become our children. All right, we dress y'all, we pick out y'all clothes, we cook for y'all.
The men complain that it started off that way. But then they start slacking. They don't do what they don't keep up with that same type of energy. But they expect the man to keep that same energy of continuing providing in that aspect. So I'm hearing the complaints. So you could speak for yourself, but a lot of women say, I don't want to cook.
Let's backtrack. I make a house a home. Okay. All the furniture you get to come home and lay up on, I pick that shit out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When the paper towels go away in the bathroom, you know who goes to the store to get them? You know who gets on Amazon to get that? All the shit that you don't even think about that makes your life easier, I do that.
Let me ask you a question, right? Everything that you're telling me can be bought. Guess what? I can have an assistant order me paper towels and toilet paper and groceries on Amazon. Actually, I get Whole Foods delivered to my house weekly. It's a subscription. I get meal preps every week. My meal preps is $120, and I get 3 meals a day. I make myself my own breakfast. That's 4 square meals. I have another cleaning lady. She charges me $100 a week to come clean. You are only saving me $600. What are you bringing outside? Listen, if you ask a man, what is he bringing to the table? I'm bringing a house to the table.
That I can also pay for myself.
Okay, but you're not.
But I can.
And you're not willing to.
I was taking care of myself before I was married.
And then you got married and stopped taking care of yourself.
I have multiple mortgages. I still take care of shit. That's the thing.
Listen, I'm not saying you can't make money. What I'm saying is what you're bringing to this table is a service that can be paid for versus what a man has to bring to the table for your life. You can't buy somebody to buy you a home. I could buy somebody to cook and clean for my house. I can't buy a person to come give me a house, give me a car, take care of me, and make sure all my bills
but
are
I
in the
still
house.
But I
can
do
give...
that. That's what he...
I'm not saying that you can't. I'm saying that you're not.
I'm going to interject here. Can I do that?
Now, do you remember what video I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. I hate to say this, man, but I agree with old girl, man. I ain't really feeling what dudes were talking about, man. I just what, man.
Okay, so you saying you agree that
it takes two people to take care of the house, man. I mean, he made some good points as far as, you know, I take care of, you know, the bills and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, she made some good shit, too, when she was talking about, well, who clean up the house? Who clean up after you? Who cook? You know
okay,
what I mean?
But
and he's saying that, well, I can hire somebody to do that. Yeah, you can, but is it the same thing? It's not the same thing, man.
What's different?
Because this woman is doing it for free.
No,
she's doing it because that's what she's supposed to do.
How you figure she doing it for free? Shit, you think she ain't spending no money?
I'm saying, man, she lives there, man. The cleaning woman, she going to come in, do whatever she got to do and leave, man. You know what I'm saying? When a woman do it, man, I mean, it might sound cliche. It might sound corny. But see, they doing it because they love your ass.
Really? You really think that?
The cleaning woman doing it for a paycheck. It's a difference, man. This is my opinion.
I mean, okay, but okay, all right, we gonna get it going now. Okay, Miss Sullivan. She say if he's single, his point is very valid. All right, you know what I'm saying? I agree, but now, I mean. Okay, so, Tommy, I guess you saying, well, I mean, she ain't got to bring nothing to the table but just make sure the house clean?
Well, I mean, of course she got to bring more to the table.
Well, I mean, that's what
she said. As far as that conversation that they was having.
But that's what he was asking them. What else are you bringing? What you bringing to the table? So, I mean, and you saying, okay, all she got to do is cook and clean, and you satisfied. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, she still want clothes. She still want her hair done. She still want her nails done. She still want a car. She still want all the finer things in life. I mean, you got to pay for all that.
Well, now, off of her conversation, she was saying she do all that shit herself. She don't need the man to do that.
I don't think you listen.
I think you just get it twisted, man, as far as that. what you bring to the table, man. That shit is twisted to me.
How?
Because everybody brings something different to the table. Just because of what she's bringing to the table, you don't agree with it, you ain't got to deal with her. You can move on till you find somebody that brings what you want to the table.
And I guess that was his whole point. You know what? I'm not going to say it was right, wrong, or indifferent. If that's what you feel like, that's significant enough for you, then that's cool. But I think he felt different. He felt like, okay, well, shit, I can get a maid. I get my food. Tell me what else can you do?
Okay.
Big boy say he
you answer that question.
You say what?
You answer that question. What else can she do? What does she have to bring to the table for you? Personally.
I mean, shit. Personally? I mean, hell, we came in this motherfucker together. You know what I'm saying? Just like you don't want no motherfucking man that's going to lay around playing video games and all day and not do shit. I don't want no woman that ain't going to do nothing.
Okay, but you're not answering the question. What does she need to bring to the table?
Shit.
For you?
We going in as a team. Shit, we both going to tackle these bills. Nah. I'm not. I don't have a problem with me taking the bulk of it. But shit, goddamn, it's nice to know that you like. Okay, well, I'm gonna pitch in. I'm gonna help out. I'm not gonna make you pay everything in the house. Plus, get my hair done. Plus, get my nails done. Plus, pay my car notes and everything else. Damn, I'm gonna help out with something.
Well, I think that's everybody. Every dude wants that. But
that ain't what she said. She said he told her, your thing was, she said, yeah, I did that on my own until she got married. Once she got married, she felt like that was his job to do all that.
Okay,
You finna go spend $700 on the wig just because you changed some toilet paper? You think you deserve a $700 wig? That you cleaned the house up that you helped mess up also? Because I'm sure you eat. I'm sure you take showers, and I'm sure you do everything in the house that I do.
Well, I think they both had valid points, but you can't generalize that question because everybody required something different. You know what I'm saying? He kind of made the question just general, but you can't do that because I expect something totally different from a woman than you do.
Okay. All right, so let me ask you this. When you tag me in that, what would you tag me in that to look at it for?
Something that we could discuss on the show.
Okay. Now, with that being said, you agree with the woman. What's up, Keita Bubba?
I agree with both of them, but I thought the woman made more valid points than the guy. He made valid points, and they both made valid points. But once it all depends on that person, because you can ask a woman the same thing.
We're talking about you right now. All right, so you're cool.
What about me?
You're cool with the situation where it's being she cook, she clean, you know what I'm saying? That's it. I mean, she take care of the house.
No, I didn't say that. It's not
what
I said.
That's what I'm asking you.
That's not
what
I said. What I said was,
I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
Every person
I'm not,
like I said,
that you keep going back to every person. I'm not talking about every person. I'm talking about you. I said you. We didn't cut out every person. I'm saying you have no. I'm asking the question. You have no problem with that.
Is she cooking clean and don't work? Is
right.
that your question? No, I think every person in the damn house has to work nowadays. But if I met you and you didn't have a job, that's on me.
So at no point you're going to tell her you need to get a job?
Well, of course I'm going to say that. But I knew she didn't have a job when I first met her.
All right, so I'm really not, and I'm not being funny, man. I'm really, it's like I'm not even understanding what you're saying. It might just be me, but one hand you saying you cool with it, next hand you saying no, you're not cool with it. Which one? I mean, and I'm not talking about everybody else. I'm talking about you.
I'm saying the question was, what should the woman bring to the table? If I met you and you don't have a job, and I'm okay with that, then apparently that's okay at my table. Because I knew going in you didn't have a job.
So you go,
so now once we get together, I can't force you to get a job. I knew going in you didn't have a job.
Okay, so
you can flip the roles. A woman meet a man that don't have a job. She can't force that man to get a job. She knew going in he didn't have a job.
Before she got
serious with him. The same thing.
You still ain't answered the question. Are you pro or con? It's a yes. Look, I believe in that or I don't.
I just told you I think everybody in the house need to work. I just told you.
All right, so you don't agree with her. Because she's saying she don't have to work long as she cooking and cleaning.
I didn't hear her say I don't have to work.
She said that's her job right there. It's the house.
Okay, and that's fine. If the guy accepts that,
I
did
didn't ask if the
that?
Guy, I asked if, would you accept that?
No, I just told you I wouldn't accept that because I just said everybody needs to work in the house to make things work.
So
everybody got
right, so,
nowadays.
Okay, so, okay, it's just a simple, well, no, you don't agree with her.
She still made valid points. They both made valid points. I've dealt with a woman that worked, and I dealt with a woman that didn't work. One of my wives worked, one of them didn't. So I see both sides. I accepted both of them, even though one worked and one didn't.
Okay. All right, Denise, what we got going on here is, we played a clip earlier, and the woman, she was saying that, you know, she felt like, you know, as long as she cooked and cleaned the house, she didn't have to work. And the man asked, what are you bringing to the table other than sex? And she said, well, I cook and clean. And the man said, well, hell, I can get a maid to cook. I can get my meals prepped and everything else. So what else you bringing? She felt like she didn't have to bring nothing else but that. I asked for all the time. You heard his answer. Well, now, the Solomon say he's is going to adapt to his situation. Okay. Hey, boy, say father time. You cool with taking care of a woman with nothing?
I've done it before. I was cool with it.
Look here, man. It ain't like nobody attacking you. It's just a question.
No, I'm just answering his question.
I've done it before.
So,
I mean,
right,
a woman
so
can
like
say the same thing to a man. A woman can say, well, all you do is pay the bills. What else are you bringing to the table? Maybe that's not enough for her. See, people don't look at it like that. People just look at, most dudes look at it like, okay, well, what did you bring to the table? Because I'm paying all the bills. Maybe that's not enough for her. Maybe she want more.
Like, okay, elaborate
that
on
part
that.
Of
Yo,
I'm saying most
men
say, okay, well, all you do is cook and clean. What else you bring it to the table? I'm saying a woman can turn that shit around and say, is that, well, all you do is pay the bills. I was paying my own bills, so what are you bringing to the table?
Okay,
other than paying the bills, what else are you doing?
I mean, me paying the bills is like a major, I mean, just my personal point of view. Me paying the bills ain't nothing light. That's a major thing. Ms. Jones, how you feeling? Like I said,
well,
I mean, you finna move somebody else up in here to pay the bills? Who else finna pay them?
No, that's not what,
I mean,
that's not what I'm saying, dog. What I'm saying is, okay, let's say you met a woman.
Right.
She was already doing her own thing when you met her. Y'all decided to move
okay.
in. Okay, but y'all decided to move in. And now you take majority of the bills now because you're the guy. You know, that's what the guy's supposed to do. So you're the guy.
Okay.
That woman can turn around and say, well, motherfucker, I was paying my bills before I met you. So you paying the bills don't mean shit to me. What else are you bringing to the table?
Well, if you tell me paying your bills ain't shit to you, then it's time for me to get the fuck out of that. It's time for me to leave that situation.
And that's fine, but the question still: what else, other than paying the bills, are you bringing to the table as the man?
I mean,
see,
if
we
I
as men
sex
don't
life
think
is,
about that.
If I sex, I mean, shit, ain't too much more to this. I mean, if we having great sex and I'm paying bills and all this shit, I think we're looking at this differently, which nobody's right, nobody's wrong, but if I'm paying the majority of your bills and you tell me that ain't enough, then yeah, you know what? I got to go. I got to get the fuck out of this situation. Because you would never be satisfied. You just want to be a fucking, you just want a motherfucker to do everything.
That may be true, but at the same time, what it still goes back to, other than paying the bills, what else are you doing?
What else? Okay, I guess we need a woman on
so
here.
So you think paying the bills is enough?
Okay, you can't tell me what else a woman would want. So maybe we need a woman to call in. So, hey, if y'all not doing nothing, 563-999-3059, somebody call in. Preferably a female. I mean, fellas, y'all can call in, chime in, too.
Please.
But because... this shit that you saying to me, just like I'm not even understanding. It's just like you just trying to say that.
I'm just flipping the script. A guy is quick to say, other than pussy, what else are you doing?
I don't know too many women that would look at it as, oh, if you paying the majority of my bill, well, what else is you doing? Now, unless the sex is fucked up, then yeah. But motherfuckers digging her down and paying her bills. I don't see her saying that as no motherfucking alternative. Well, what else can you do? What else do I need to do?
But if she was already getting there before she met you,
And then she's gonna do it again because I'm leaving. If you feel what more, I'm trying to figure out what more do a motherfucker. I mean, ladies, 563-999-3059. I need a lady on here because I'm thinking he's talking crazy. He's thinking I'm talking crazy. And I really need a woman to set the tone on this one because I can't see no woman saying, I can't see a woman getting all her bills paid and getting her, I mean, like I said, unless she's not being satisfied physically, then that may be an issue. But she getting all her bills paid and getting satisfied physically, and y'all doing it, and then that's the first thing you're going to say, well, you done paid the majority of the bills, but what else can you do? I don't see too many women saying that. Now, I could be wrong.
Because for some women, it ain't about the physical, man. Some women want to be satisfied mentally. If you ain't bringing that to the table, then you paying all the bills ain't enough.
Oh, okay. Okay. God damn, Chanel. Well, I wasn't in a relationship with this one guy, but me being me, I made sure he was good, although he always said it wasn't about the money between us. But we were friends, and I worked blood, sweat, and tears, literally bent over backwards for his ass. Nursed him back to health for 6 months. He was sick off. Nursed him back to health for 6 months. He was sick off for him to tell me that all I'm doing for him is giving him sex and conversation. So basically, a female came through with coins, and he left me all the way alone. But he's paying my bills and satisfying me, and we're all good, and I'm happy.
Okay.
Now, I would love for you to call in because you said you had to nurse him back to health. And he said all you gave him was sex and conversation. So, now, see, like, in that case, I really don't know, you know, like, he fucked up and she nursed him, you know, and then he just left. Now, that's fucked up if that's how it went, you know. I wish you could call in, shit. I need a woman. Miss Solomon, what you doing? Call in. I see you saying, damn. Call in, 563-999-3059. I'm like, yeah, number one thing, you call in, press one, we bring you in. I mean, like I said, man, I don't know. I don't know a bunch of women that would just say that. Now, if they did say it, I don't think they would say it to the guy. Now, they might be talking to their girl. Oh, girl, fuck him, this, that, and the other. But you got a motherfucker paying your bills. I don't know.
Well, I'm mostly talking about women that was doing that shit before they met. Let's say it's like a lawyer, a female lawyer. She ain't really need no dude to pay her bill. She really not.
All right.
I'm pretty sure she can afford to live wherever the fuck she lives. So when she dealing with a dude, she ain't dealing with a dude because he trying to pay her bills, because she paying her own bills. She need more than a motherfucker that's going to bring a couple of dollars to the table.
Simon,
she needs more.
Simon, you just flipped it. I mean, that's not okay. So you just put listen. You just put the woman in the man's role. That's all you just did. So yeah, of course. Of course. Go ahead.
If you remember earlier, I said I'm talking about if the man met the woman and she was already paying all her bills. I said that earlier.
But
all I did was just put an occupation on it now. I'm
talking
about a woman that pays her own bills.
Okay, but that's not that wasn't even what the conversation was about. The conversation was about the woman who was sitting at home just cooking and cleaning and said she feel like that's her job and she don't feel like she needs to do nothing else.
Well, like I said, I was in that situation and me personally, I was okay with it.
I was also in a situation
where the woman worked, and I was okay with that. And she made more than me, and I was okay with that.
And I didn't say you was wrong for it. Like I said, I mean, you feel like, okay, that's cool. Either way, so other words, what you said, it don't matter to you. Either way is cool to you. Right?
Well, I mean, like I said, they both made valid points. I saw both sides of the argument.
Okay.
Because I've been, I've been on both sides of the argument.
Right. You
so
just
I saw
said, you
valid
said,
points in
you,
both of them.
You said you had one wife that worked, you had one wife that didn't. And either way, it never bothered you. So you cool either way.
Exactly.
All right, but then. Okay, brother. I mean, you know, that's how you feel. And I can't knock you for the way you feel.
I'm just flipping it. I'm looking at it from the woman's point of view. That's all I'm doing. Because I believe there's some women out there that don't really give a fuck about a motherfucker that's bringing money to the table. I truly believe that. Some women, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for a motherfucker to take care of. But some women, they don't give a fuck about how much money you got.
Okay, so in the past 35 years, yeah, let's say 35 years, past 35 years, you found that right woman like that?
Of course not. If I did, I'd still be with her. But
okay.
Like I said earlier, my first wife made more than me. She didn't need me for the money.
But
she made
not
twice
with her no
what I made.
But you're not with her no more. I said, but you're not
exactly
with her no more. All right,
exactly.
So,
and just
I mean,
like the word
you're
that
saying
did it. I'm not with her no more either.
Okay, so... All right, man.
I'm saying, man, I see it. I can see it from both sides. That's all I'm saying.
Which one?
And
I
believe
there's
some women that don't need a man to take care of them, and there's some women that do need a man to take care of them.
Okay, and once again, I'm not asking nobody, but I'm asking you. Which do you prefer?
I prefer a woman that works.
Okay. Miss Solomon, what you doing? I see you throwing your hands on that. Call in. Press 1. And Denise, well, yeah, call in. Press 1. Somebody, some woman call in. Press 1. Because we debating about a woman, and neither one of us are women, so I can.
Right.
He can't tell me. I can't tell him. I don't know.
What's up with your guess?
What's up about who?
Your guess.
Oh. I don't know, man. Don't know. I'm just trying to figure all this out here.
Well, we do need the ladies' point of view on this. I mean, I'm trying to work with the ladies, but I need a little backup. I need a somebody's woman to call me to back me up on this. I'm defending y'all.
Let's see. Hold on.
We got pay her own bills. I need a woman that pay her own bill.
Well, Denise said, I don't work, but I cook, clean, maintain the household, sex, and I still bring my part to the table, and he works every day.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Well, Denise,
what's
you
up
need to call in. What other than cooking and cleaning, what else are you bringing to the table? You need to call in. You said you cook and clean. Bring your part to the table. So what's your part other than cooking and cleaning?
Chanel say some men may be okay with a woman not working, and they might be. They may be. Some men don't agree. They want their woman to work also. I mean, I just feel like, hey, I'm not saying you got to take the bulk of it, but shit, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, Denise, you say you cook, clean, maintain, and you still bring your part to the table. Okay. Now, see, now Denise might say, well, with that being said, she might say, you know, my financial obligations are here as well. There you go. There she go. There you go. I mean, and he might just tell her, hey, baby, buy the household shit. You know, buy the groceries and buy the household shit. You know, but, you know, that wouldn't be a problem. Right, Denise? I'm pretty sure if he's, I'm not sure, I ain't trying to get in y'all business or nothing, but if he told you, all right, I got all the bills covered, you just, you know, make sure we got the groceries or the household shit, the shit that we need in the house, that wouldn't be a problem. See, what old girl was like, shit, motherfucker, you got to buy the tissue. You got to buy the motherfucker, the everything. Now, I'll put it together, but you got to buy it all.
I don't think that's what she was saying, man, but play the clip again, man. Play the clip again. I think you misinterpreting some shit. But we heard two totally different clips.
No, man, you always hit you constantly hear two totally different things, constantly.
Well, I think you ad-libbing on here, man, because you said some shit that she didn't say.
All right, well, we'll see.
Now, once did I hear her say she didn't work?
Let's play it. Hold on.
Realistically do other I pay every bill in this house, right? And I fix everything in this house because I'm an electrician. What are you bringing to the table as a woman? What do you realistically do other than have sex?
Every lady here, I want to know, what are you bringing to the table for the man that takes care of you?
Here we go, and take notes. So what I do is I make that house that you pay for, that you pay that mortgage for, I make it a home. I cook the meals. I'm washing clothes.
That's $100 a week.
Don't play with me.
I can get it made.
No. You see, that's where you're going wrong. It costs more than $100 a week to have somebody cook for you, to have somebody clean up after you, because a lot of times you men become our children, all right? We dress y'all. We pick out y'all clothes. We cook for y'all.
The men complain that it started off that way, but then they start slacking. They don't do what they don't keep up with that same type of energy, but they expect the man to keep that same energy of continue on providing in that aspect. So I'm hearing the complaint. So you can speak for yourself, but a lot of women say, I don't want to cook.
Let's backtrack. I make a house a home. Okay. All the furniture you get to come home and lay up on, I pick that shit out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When the paper towels go away in the bathroom, you know who goes to the store to get them? You know who gets on Amazon to get that? All the shit that you don't even think about that makes your life easier, I do that.
Let me ask you a question, right? Everything that you're telling me can be bought. Guess what? I can have an assistant order me paper towels and toilet paper and groceries on Amazon. Actually, I get Whole Foods delivered to my house weekly. It's a subscription. I get meal preps every week. My meal preps is $120, and I get three meals a day. I make myself my own breakfast. That's four square meals. I have another cleaning lady. She charges me $100 a week to come clean. You are only saving me $600. What are you bringing outside? Listen, if you ask a man, what is he bringing to the table? I'm bringing a house to the table.
That I can also pay for myself.
Okay, but you're not.
But I can.
And you're not willing to.
I was taking care of myself before I was married.
And then you got married and started taking care of yourself.
I have multiple mortgages. I still take care of shit. That's the thing.
Listen, I'm not saying you can't make money. What I'm saying is what you're bringing to this table is a service that can be paid for versus what a man has to bring to the table for your life. You can't buy somebody to buy you a home. I could buy somebody to cook and clean for my house. I can't buy a person to come give me a house, give me a car, take care of me, and make sure all my bills
but
are
I
in
can
the
still
house. And
do
give...
that. That's what he...
I'm not saying that you can't. I'm saying that you're not.
I'm going to interject here. Can I do that?
All right, so, well, we still hearing two different things.
What did you hear? I heard her say she had multiple mortgages before she got married. That's what I heard her say. Which means
and I heard her say, but she's not doing none of this shit no more. She's not doing it. She's done doing that. She got him. She's not doing it no more. All she keeps saying is only thing she says she's doing, she's going to the store and go buy this and go buy that. She ain't said nothing about she putting in a motherfucking dime.
Yeah.
Nah. Okay, Chanel. Chanel said she said she can do it, but she's not doing the shit. She sounds goofy.
Well, all this keyboard typing, man, why don't y'all just call in?
She's living the best life.
But, I mean, apparently it's okay with the husband because apparently they still married. So it's okay with him. It should matter what dude was talking about.
All right. But, okay, now, here's the thing to get me. Now, last time we talked on the show, you was all rah-rah about a motherfucker ain't supposed to get shit. So, now, like, that. So now, let's just say she leaves. Is she supposed to get treated? Is she supposed to get all that money? Is she supposed to get half?
Well, I still believe you shouldn't get half.
Well,
I mean, nobody should get half of nothing that they didn't put in, huh?
Wait a minute, hold on. Like you just said, your words, you knew she didn't have shit when you got her.
Exactly.
So now let's say she leaves. Now we know the law. Now whether you want to uphold the law or whether you want to bitch and moan about it, the law is the law. Now
Can I finish?
Whatever from that point on that y'all got married. Whatever you make it from that point. Now, she say, well, I'm finna leave. Hey, I need that spousal support. You still agree with that?
If this got anything to do with have, hell no, I don't agree with it.
Well, but now here's the thing. You knew she didn't have shit when she came in, and you know the chances you take when you get married.
Yeah, but that don't mean I got to agree with it.
Okay, so.
That don't even make sense.
No, you're not. I don't think you listening to me. No, you're right. It don't make sense. But you said that. If I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, your words, if I knew she didn't have a job before we got together and we got serious, then it's on me.
And I stand by that.
Okay.
But that don't mean
let's just say it's not working out. she ain't, for whatever reason, she ready to go. But you got to give her spousal support.
And what's your point? I don't agree with that, but if that's what I got to do, then that's what the fuck I got to do. But that don't mean I got to agree with it.
You know you're going to have to do it.
Yeah, but I ain't got to agree with it. So what are you talking about?
So I mean,
what is your point?
My point is that you sitting here saying that, okay, you knew, like, as they super chicken said, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. So with you, by that being said, I mean, you can't get mad if she take you for spousal support.
And I never
right?
once said I would be mad. I said I wouldn't agree with it. But if that's what I had to do, then that's what I got to do.
But I'm saying,
agree with it. That's my point.
All right, dog.
What part of that you not understanding?
You know what? I understand everything you said. Don't even worry about it.
Obviously, you don't.
Obviously, I do, motherfucker. I'm smarter than what the fuck you think. Nah.
But I'm saying, you trying to put words in my mouth, trying to make you look stupid.
I'm not trying to put shit in your mouth. I'm not trying to put nothing in your mouth. I just asked you a motherfucking question. Now, you sitting here trying, I mean,
dumb. And I asked the question.
All right, you answered the question. I'm leaving it alone.
I'll move on then.
Chanel said it's kind of a contradiction.
I know exactly what I said, and I stand by everything I say.
Hey, Denise said I didn't earn mine. Denise, what you mean you ain't earned yours? Like I said, I mean, we can agree to disagree. I say, hey, we got any callers calling in? I see Chanel, but she gets half your life and ain't putting in on it because she was on the other foot. I ain't giving up shit. Well, I mean, now you do know women get took too now. Women get took too. Shit, ask Mary J. I got spouse support, and all I did was stay at home, cooking and cleaning and work when I wanted to work. But he said the foundation was up to my living status. Okay. Now, once again, Denise, I'm not trying to be in your business or nothing, you know, but I thought they didn't have spousal support in Indiana. And I could be wrong, and apparently I must be, but I always thought that you couldn't get spousal support in Indiana.
This
was back in the day, so I don't know, rules could have changed. But it was always, you couldn't get spousal support in Indiana. And I remember my auntie trying to get it once, and they was like, nah, she couldn't get spousal support. They don't do spousal support in Indiana, but that was a long time ago. So I'm trying to figure out.
Everybody be getting married in Indiana.
Well, I mean, but you still got to pay. Now, a lot of times, see, that's where that child support come in. I thought child support is thick here, you know. Shit.